Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. I want to tell you.
That's the famous Vernon Johns, for those that did not know. He preceded Martin Luther King. He was a prophet of God. Just saying. It's important for people to understand the voice of the prophetic, not the false prophetic that comes to say peace, peace when there is no peace, but the prophetic. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. So here we go, friends. There's so much to talk about. There really is. There's tons of stuff happening right now. And just for the sake of having a little fun during the intro, I do want you to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, you can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. You can also go over to Facebook, BradleyDean, double E. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. As well, friends, phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. I'm going to have Tim Brown jump on the air with me in just a moment here, senior editor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Second to none, friends, second to none. Check out the website. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Friends, during the break, did you not hear about how Barack Hussein Obama and his administration are getting together with other world leaders to ally themselves together to stop terrorism? Isn't it interesting that the President of the United States again just released 5 detainees on the American people? I thought they were getting together to fight terrorism. See, what they do is they condemn it in the North and then they promote it in the South. They just released on the American population, they just released, friends, some more terrorists on the populations globally. And you're under the impression that he's out there stopping it when, in fact, he's releasing these jokers on the populace across the globe. How does that work? But again, we've talked about this so much on this show, we need to put two and two together, friends. We need to wake up to what's going on in our country. I'm going to pull up Tim real quick. Tim, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. You just posted just momentarily, just a couple minutes ago, Paris jihadists had child porn on computers in 2010. Nothing was done. Now, I want to highlight nothing was done, but this is the history of these jokers in the first place. I mean, we just found out yesterday we had one of these terrorists that worked at the airport in Minneapolis. The question is who put him there? And you have to begin to ask yourself the real questions, America. What's going on? Because we know through the DHS who the terrorists are. It's the American constitutionalists, the Christians, the pro-gun rights individuals in this country, folks. Those are the terrorists. DHS has already identified who they are. So I don't know what, America, you need to hear. I don't understand what it is that needs to happen in our country before you finally understand what's going on. This is becoming more dangerous on a daily basis. But going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim, Paris jihadists had child porn on computers in 2010. What's so relevant about that anyways?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, it's more than I can probably fill in a couple of minutes. But if I can... there was a search of these two guys' computers back in 2010 by the police, and it was related to an anti-terrorism probe. And what they came across was several pictures of children who were underage. On one guy's laptop, they found 5 photos that were child porn. On another guy's, they found 37. Some of them included sexual acts with adults. And yet, because it was child porn, it wasn't something that they figured came out as far as something that would help them with stopping a terror attack. They didn't investigate it. They just kind of tossed it over to the prosecutors, and the prosecutors didn't even file it in court. So these guys continued to be at large in Paris, they're in France, conducting what they were conducting for all this time, and you know, at least 17 people could probably still be alive today had justice prevailed over these guys for their crimes involving the children. But it goes further than that, because according to the IB Times, a lot of these Muslim terrorists use what they refer to as deep web surfing. I believe that's prior to what most of us understand the internet to be, and that that includes a lot of text files and things of that nature that when you get them, you can translate them into images and such. And what they found out was that the Muslim terrorists were taking, and they were using child porn and also just, I guess, regular adult porn to communicate to others within their network what their plans were. And one of them was reported in CNN in 2012. There were some German authorities who allegedly uncovered plots by Al-Qaeda. They had this guy by the name of Maxun Loden, I believe is how you pronounce his name. They held him in Berlin, and while they were questioning him, his interrogators found that he had hidden in his pants a digital storage device and a memory card, and on those were pornographic videos, but embedded in the videos were messages, and if I'm not mistaken, even manuals that they've had regarding certain terrorist attacks. So it, as I told you before, it makes you kind of wonder what our Pentagon was doing looking at porn. I'm not naive enough to think that they're not doing it to consume or to indulge themselves. But knowing this, what's going on here, it makes you wonder if there wasn't some bit of legitimacy. I'm not saying all the way across the board, but the deviancy of Islam is...
Hang on a second, Sam. Hang on one second. People, what he's talking about right now is Brian Bender from the Boston Globe broke a story through an ICE investigation where over 5,000 members of the DOD, Defense Department of the United States of America, were busted downloading child pornography. So that's just making reference, Tim, so people understand exactly what you were talking about. But say on.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder about that. And then we have numerous reports, several that I've covered, some that writers have covered, of the fleshly indulgence of Islam. Unlike Christianity, which calls people to mortify the deeds of the flesh, Islam indulges it. It promises people not the presence of God for all eternity. It promises them a presence of sexual gratification and fulfillment with numerous partners, including male and female.
Mm-hmm.
One of those comes in a great article by Wally Shobot.
Wait a second, Tim. We're going to take a quick break here in just a second,
sure.
So hold that thought. But real quick, I thought the radical Muslims wanted to actually kill homosexuals in America. How does that correlate? How does that jive?
Yeah, well, that's part of the jive, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be a part of the deceptive, the deceptiveness
right.
in which is rolling out here for the American people.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get you on the other side of this break.
You got the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, we have Obama dedicated to, well, no surprise here, friends, Obama is dedicated to the Islamist ascendancy. You can go ahead and check that out. We also have on there as well, friends, you'll actually like the visual. It's up on the scroll. America's enemies, Barry and the Wicked Witch of the West. That would be Nancy Pelosi. Just this last week, we found out that the dead ISIS fighter serviced airplanes. He serviced airplanes, friends. Let me say that again. Dead ISIS fighter serviced airplanes at Minneapolis International. Airport. Boy. Duke University allowing public Muslim prayer and call to prayer. By the way, I heard it was canceled, so that's all good. But it's interesting how far it's got to go before the people actually have to stand up. But again, friends, what we need to do is we need to clean house and we need to set judgment within the gate, both in the government, but first and foremost in the church. We got Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, on with us again, friends, second to none in his intellectual capacity. He is head and shoulders above the rest of us, and it's really hard to have a guy like this on the radio right now. But we do have him on. Take it easy on me, Tim.
Well, you're very kind.
Yeah. Tim, real quick.
I'm extremely humbled by that.
Okay. Well, let me say this. We were just talking about these two pedophiles that were popped in Paris. I'm kind of curious. I want to ask you a couple questions, and then I'll let you take your thought and go forward with it. After this took place, is it not a felony in France to look at child pornography the way that it is in America?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't get that far in what I looked at, so I can't really comment on that. I don't know, but it was at least enough to where these guys, once they found it, they did turn it over to prosecutors, but nobody ever did anything with it.
Yeah, and see, there's the problem. A prosecutor that did nothing about it.
Yep.
How does that work? Well, we can show you how it works. Well, 17 people are dead because somebody didn't do their job when they had the knowledge of the crimes that were being committed.
Yep.
So aren't they supposed to take leads? Isn't that the purpose? And isn't that the whole purpose that people put them in a position, such as a prosecutor?
Well, sure. And we understand even in many of the foreign countries, still Western countries, still realize that many of their leaders are ministers of God. That's why if people wonder, why do we call our people president or
a congressman or this and the other. And why over there are people referred to as the minister of this or the minister of that? Well, that's the reason why. It was a biblical basis, Romans 13.
Amen.
The society believed that those who were given authority were not given authority to do whatever the heck they wanted to do, not even what the people wanted them to do. They were to do and act as God's ministers, and so therefore they were to act under God's law.
Well, amen. That's, as a matter of fact, that's exactly the whole purpose of it. Folks, when you get some time, don't listen to what's coming from the pulpits today for the most part, friends. Read the Bible and tell us what you read. That's what matters. What did God say about it, not what did the pastor say about it? Interestingly enough, kind of shifting gears just a little bit, but the same topic, Muslim organized rally against terror, almost more German ministers than Muslims were there. What say you about that? It's a brand new article up on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is happening in Germany right now.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Everybody wonders. We keep getting this line fed to us, and it's amazing. You don't have to talk. In our culture, you don't have to tell people. As a matter of fact, across the world, you don't have to tell people that Christianity is a religion of peace. You don't have to keep telling people that. They know it is. But now for Islam, it's another thing. So when they held this rally, keep in mind, this is a alleged Muslim organized rally. And yet you've got more Christian ministers there than you do Muslims showing up to protest Islamic jihad. And so that right there ought to tell everybody everything they know, and anybody who's got their eyes open realizes that. They realize that they're always asking when the people come out and say, well, these are extremists, and the majority of Muslims are not this and that and the other. Well, they may not be that yet, but by their silence, they're complicit in what their brothers are doing. And that's really the problem of what we face. We are not willing to say this is the real face of Islam. And until we're ready to do that, in my opinion, we don't need to be shedding any more of our boys' lives or their blood. We don't need to be going to any more wars until we're ready to identify the issue that we're fighting against is an ideology. And until we're ready to go in there and deal with it and uproot it, and I would say, as Cromwell was told by John Owen, let's not only show them Christ the Lion, but let's take them Christ the Lamb, too. Let's take the scriptures in there. Let's take the gospel in there. And let's see God do his work, which is a work that human hands can't do. It's a conversion of the heart. And it happens when people boldly proclaim, this is what God has said to men. You do these things and you'll live. You don't do them and you'll die. And he calls men to repent, and he has shown that he is serious about sin in the fact that he sent his own son. He punished him for the sins of the world.
Amen.
In order that sinners might be saved. And if people won't receive that, if they're going to rebel against it, and they're going to rebel against the image of God who is giving them that information, then I don't have a problem at all with those who are who have authority to deal with them in the manner of bringing swift judgment upon them.
Amen. Well, justice is the guardian of liberty.
That's right.
Amen.
That's exactly right. And matter of fact, when people, I was telling you last night, people had a hard time with my article on the pastor who was rewriting the Ten Commandments and said, you're just hating on him, this, that, and the other. Well, my question to all of them was, why don't you love God's word more than you love this guy who's twisting it?
Amen.
Why not hold up? James tells us in the New Testament, the law of God is the perfect law of liberty. The law of God is, and yet the Christian church, the modern Christian church in America, says, oh, no, we don't want anything to do with that law stuff. We're under grace.
That's right. Well, they don't understand that you're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. They have a backwards understanding. And it's interesting, Tim, because I just said this the other day. Isn't it interesting how the modern-day church likes to talk about how where sin abounds, grace does much more abound? Well, that's all people have to do, the congregants have to do, is look at the pastor and say, well, where is the grace then? See, yeah. We're quickened by grace through faith, and not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. But until we're dead in our sins, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. See, most people don't understand that because they have never crucified themselves. They've never obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto them because they haven't taken time to know the doctrine because they haven't followed the Christ.
For
and,
sure.
And so that's where we're at today. But I also want to say for the record, now this pastor that you're talking about, it's interesting how many people that you had combat you, but it's my understanding, Tim, that he just came out recently and apologized for everything he said.
Well, he didn't apologize for exactly everything, but he apologized for enough to where the article was justified. He didn't even in his apology, he says, I'm not going to apologize for saying the Hebrew word for command is not used when the Ten Commandments were given. And then what he does is he plays one of these little things of going down a Strong's Concordance and finding, oh, well, look, over here it's translated as promises, and he says, I can use it as promises, not understanding that's not how you do translations. And I think he's even admitted he has not been a student of Hebrew or Greek, he's definitely a man who has not been set apart by a presbytery, ordained to the gospel ministry, as we see in the New Testament, and that's instructed, and he doesn't meet the qualifications of 1 Timothy 3 or Titus 1. And so when people want to get on me and say, can't you cut him a little slack? No. No. He is a man who stands before God's people to feed them. And he's held to a high standard. He's held to a higher standard than anybody else pretty much in the church because of that position. Matter of fact, James tells us that we should not, you know, it shouldn't be one of these things that we desire about teaching because we receive a stricter judgment. Well, why is that? It's because you're held to a high standard.
That's right.
As the Reformers saw it, people wonder sometimes why they would look like some of the ministers in the Reformed churches wear the black robes. It's because it was to see the head. And the head was speaking, as he expounded the scriptures, he's supposed to be speaking for God because he's expounding God's word. And so, when the man gets in the pulpit, or in today behind his plexiglass stuff, or walking around in the front, or whatever.
His bodyguards.
He's supposed to be speaking for God. And so when he puts God on the hook for his blunders because he didn't do the study to show himself approved workman unto God, who shouldn't be ashamed, he has to apologize for it. But guess who's on the hook?
Yeah.
God.
Well, God can defend himself. He's like a lion, right? Just let the truth go and it will defend itself. Hey, I want to get back to this now, Tim. I'm going to hold you over for another segment, if you don't mind. I want to get back. I know that we're on a Holy Ghost trail right now, and I want to stay there. But I want to get back to Nancy Pelosi to naming the first Muslim congressman to House Intelligence Committee, just to show the American people as to what the president is promoting throughout this country. As he condemns it, folks, look at the left hand. What is he doing? He's actually promoting it. And keep in mind, I told you just today, friends, he just released five more detainees on the American people. We'll be right back on the other.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Again, we have senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com on the phone with us right now. Tim, I want to ask you another question. By the way, not last break, but the break before that, you had a thought. What was that thought?
Oh, I was just going to give a quote. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's one that came from Waleed Shobhat. He wrote an article entitled "Islam is the Religion of Homosexuality and Pedophilia," and he quotes a Muslim Saudi writer by the name of Dr. Zuhair Muhammad Jamil Qutbi. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. But he laments, and his lamenting was translated from Arabic. That the Arab nation, and through its scholars, jurists, and intellectuals, think of the Muslim world as one of the best nations. They say it is a nation like no other in the universe. But the fact is that it went through periods of physical and moral degeneration that even history is embarrassed of.
Mm-hmm.
Among those, he goes down and he begins to cite Qutbi, who discussed the highest pride of Muslim history rulers. Quote, plentiful were these deviations written in our history books, novels, and stories. For example, he speaks of one Islamist who spent his nights with a boy named Al-Majin and the immoral poet Abu Nawas.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the verses that indicate sexual decadence and corruption in which Nawless says, Adela blames my choice, a boy, smooth as an oryx. Leave me alone, I said. Do not blame me. I am committed to what you hate, and until death do us part. Do not, or did not the Book of Allah instruct to prefer boys over girls?
Wait a second. Is this why the radical homosexuals in America are giving way to the Islam? I mean, these are, they sound like two of the same.
Yeah,
two sides of the same coin here, friends, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, this is what I was getting at about the indulgence of the flesh. We have numerous reports where these guys engage in gang rape. Great Britain, it came out last year. They tried to cover it over in the Telegraph. But, you know, when the women were released after having been slaves to this Muslim for over 30 years and had the guy's children and all of this stuff, the people started coming out about the Islamic slavery, the women's slaves, which is in the Quran.
Well, they can lie to people, you know, Tim. Don't forget about that. They can lie for their God.
Of course.
Which is absolutely, that's incredible to me. And secondly, you know what else comes to my mind is Keith Ellison here in the state of Minnesota. So he's a radical Muslim, and we also know that he is a chairperson for the LGBT community. So this makes perfect sense. And by the way, I'm playing stupid on purpose. This stuff I already understand, but I want someone to explain it the way it needs to be explained, because I knew this. I knew all of this stuff, and the American people sit back and they actually fell for the fact that these people are victims, when in fact they're not holding the shield, friends. They got the spear in their hands. And that's exactly where we're at.
That's true. And the people who say that Sharia is never going to happen, this, that, and the other, Nazi Germany will never happen here in America, this, that, and the other, those people are just as naive as the day is long. Man has a corrupt heart, and the only thing to cure that is the Lord Jesus. That's it. And it doesn't matter if they're in America or Germany or China or Saudi Arabia or whatever. And the culture that they come in either encourages that or it stifles it. And we become we move from a culture that used to frown upon these things, and people would, you know, stay in the closet. Now, instead of cleaning the closet, the people come out and they demand you accept them as they are.
Yeah, as they push you in the closet. And
that's
gag
exactly
you.
Right.
That's right. Let's go over to Nancy Pelosi naming the first Muslim congressman to House Intelligence Committee on the Sons of Liberty Media.com here. Again, what I'm doing, folks, is showing you what is really happening. I'm showing you how we're to judge men by what they do and what fruit they bear, not by what they say, because we see what he's doing overseas right now. And I'm talking about the criminal in the White House, how he's condemning terrorism. But in fact, he's actually releasing terrorists on the streets of America, as he is stacking representation in our country. If it's not the DHS, if it's not the Homeland Security, if it's not the White House, well, now we have Nancy Pelosi, again, naming the first Muslim congressman to House Intelligence Committee. Who is this guy, Tim?
Yeah, I learned about Andre Carson a couple of years ago. I wrote a thing on him when he came out, and there's a video that I've linked to in which he called for American public school system to be modeled after the Quran and after their Islamic madrasas, which is their schools, and use the Quran as their foundation. He's also the man who stated that the Tea Party would love to see black Americans hanging on a tree, which I pointed out is really closer to those of his own party if we go back in history.
That's right.
The Democrats and the KKK and such.
That's right. Explain that, Tim. Explain that for those that do not understand. The KKK was created by the Democratic Party. Please explain that.
Well, yeah, it was. It was. And a lot of that has been pushed off now. The very ones who were doing that tried to pass it off as though it was Republicans who were doing it, when the opposite was the case. But they also later on would come to be part of the backing for Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. And as we've been hearing with the Black Lives Matter, Planned Parenthood has been behind it. A lot of white Democrats, as well as black Democrats, for that matter, have been behind the basic genocide of black people here in America. So this guy has been behind that. He promotes the same stuff among his own people, but because he's Muslim, he's got another allegiance there as well. And now they're trying to put him into this position. And here's his thoughts on education concerning Islam. He says, quote, "America will never tap into educational innovation and ingenuity without looking at the model that we have in our madrasas in our school, where innovation is encouraged, where the foundation is the Quran. America must understand we need Muslims."
Okay. Go back over to the Sons of Liberty Media again.com really quick, friends. I got Tim Brown, senior editor from the Sons of Liberty Media.com. White House, Obama will fight media to stop anti-jihad articles, free speech activists to protest outside Islamic events. Wow. You mean he's going to basically try to muzzle anybody that speaks out against these people, Tim?
Well, yeah, they've already issued threats. This was a couple of years ago. I think it was a federal attorney out of Tennessee, Bill Killian, who made it known that the federal government was going to look to prosecute people who wrote inflammatory things or pointed out the truth about Islam on social media. And, boy, he got his clock claimed because the weekend that he came with his FBI buddy pitch that to the people in Tennessee. Pam Geller and a lot of people from Tennessee came out there and they protested him. That it was an overflow of the building. They protested him over that. They are still trying to do that. Now, people need to understand what that is. That is Sharia. It is a conformity to that. You cannot say anything bad about Islam. That's part of Sharia. And the part about the protests now here in Texas, Pam and them have something that is planned for tomorrow, I believe, down in Texas. You can find the information in the article. If you're in the area or you want to travel to the area and be a part of that, you can do that. But they are having an Islamic conference that is basically in line with the guys who performed the jihad attack in Paris. And that is standing with the prophet, not allowing him, or I should say, Islam is a non-profit organization. You get that right?
I got you. Okay. I was wondering how far you were going to take that one, Tim, but I'm with you, brother. I'm tracking.
But yeah, they want people to come and to protest outside that event because the event is pushing for that very thing. You cannot say anything against Muhammad or against Islam. And so they want people to join in, and she gets a large following. Matter of fact, I was just telling you today, her website is under attack. It's got a DDoS attack. Her website's down, and she's needing some help. So if anybody out there can contribute to some of the finances to get her tech people getting that back up and transferred over to a server, you know, go by and see if you can help her out.
I was just going to bring that up, Tim. And interestingly enough, friends, what we're talking about right now is what basically the articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The President of the United States is overseas right now, aligning himself, fighting against terrorists. That's what they're throwing out there to you, people. But behind closed doors in America, friends, you know, sleight of hand, he's over there. But look what he's doing over here, right? He's releasing terrorist detainees on American soil again, friends.
Yeah.
So this is what they do: is they condemn it in the South and they promote it in the North, or vice versa. It doesn't matter. You know, it's interesting because what I got out of what you just said, I want to hold you over for one more segment because we got something that we want to bring up to our listeners concerning the Sons of Liberty Media.com and a raffle we have coming up here real shortly, hopefully just in 15 minutes. If you want to find out who means to rule over you, take a look at those that mean to silence you. Because those are the ones that mean to rule over you. And look at the totalitarian methods. And folks, again, I just want to say for the record, this stuff is so simple for me to see when it happens. It took a little time to process because when you try to reach out and help people with the love of Christ, you'll see first and foremost, they'll be the first ones, friends, to reject the love of Christ because they want nothing to do it. But they have the audacity to point the finger back at you as the one hating when in fact you're the one doing the loving. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley. Well, that would be me. And then we got Tim. That would be the smart guy on the other end of the line. And we're going to come right back on the other side of this break. And then Tim's going to share with you as to what we got going on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I think you're going to enjoy this. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. That thing is looping, isn't it, Sam? I can hear it skip there for a second. Wasn't sure how that was going on. I thought there was like a live band playing back there. Okay, guys, two, one, go, right? You know, and then the band plays. That's not how it happens here. This is the 50s. Folks, we got Tim Brown, senior editor for sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've been talking and exposing the Barack Hussein Obama administration for who he is and what he's doing. We all know, friends, that they're creating chaos globally. We also know that in America, this administration has been working relentlessly, attempting to create domestic insurrection. As a matter of fact, Tim, did you hear just recently that George Soros was found out to actually what he was responsible for paying for creating chaos in Ferguson, Missouri there?
Sure, yeah. I saw some of those things. I didn't get to read in depth in the articles, but I did see a couple of those.
Well, we see this. I mean, what do you say? What do you say to a country that knows who the enemies are and they allow them to do what they do? I mean, we talked about this earlier. Friends, we are to set judgment within the gate, starting within the church and then within government. Don't expect the government to change until the people change within the church. And the only people that can change human nature, friends, it's not the preacher, it's the Holy Ghost. Through a regeneration and a renewing of who he is and how he operates to creating you a clean heart and to renew in you a right spirit. And he's the only one that can do that. So, anyways, in saying that, Tim,
Bring it down, Brother Dean.
Yeah, bring it down, Brother Dean. You know what would be happening if I was in a black church right now. What do we got going on over at sonsoflibertymedia.com? I think people are going to like this.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I stayed up late last night trying to get things worked. Didn't get it going, and in God's providence, we got it up today. So it actually started about 50 minutes ago. We are going to be giving away a Joshua Mark V ARAK hybrid semi-automatic rifle to one lucky person, and we're going to be giving it away on tax day, April 15th. But you can go and find out about that now. You can also see a picture of the illustrious Bradley Dean shooting.
Really?
You can.
I've got to see that.
Well, you can see that. He is not in snowy Minnesota. He is in warm, sunny Georgia, shooting my prototype of the Joshua Mark V. But whoever wins this will be winning it from Amendment Arms and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And Tom, our friend Tom Wise, and Ryan Croft, who's the designer of the Joshua, have been very gracious in providing one of those. And one winner will receive that gun in about 3 months.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see how this rolls out because that thing is beautiful. I mean, it really is a beautiful gun.
People are looking to how they can get in it. If it's your first time visiting the site, you'll get a pop-up as soon as you come on. You'll see the gun. It's gorgeous. It's got an underfolding stock there. You'll see it. And if you don't get the pop-up, if you look at the top menu right beside the word home, there is win a gun. Click that. You can go through the various things to sign up. You can read about the gun and see the contest rules. And also, I've added a giveaway tab to our Sons of Liberty Media Facebook page. You can click that and you can sign up there. And I'm going to be trying to get some things out today to get that across on the Sons of Liberty radio and also on your fan page.
Okay, now, you know what comes to my aid really quick? I was just thinking about Vladimir Lenin. You know, instead of a negative, now we can go back to the Reign of Terror through Stalin, what he did, how he did it. And we also know that Vladimir Lenin was a revolutionary, a revolutionist under Stalin, and until he started to understand who Stalin was and how out of control that man was. But he's the little devil, the useful idiot. Isn't it interesting that he named and labeled people to be useful idiots for the purpose of those that are being, you know, advancing their propaganda? But who could be more of a useful idiot than a Vladimir Lenin who stated it? I mean, who would know better than him? But he's the guy that said one man with a gun can control 100 without one. So how telling it is to hear a government, namely in America, that's attempting to disarm its people and going back to their own method, is it not interesting that Vladimir Lenin again would say one man with a gun can control 100 without one? Is this why? Tim, I mean, just food for thought here, my friend. The lights are going off here. Is this why they're trying to disarm the American people, especially in a state of terror?
Well, of course it is. And I think I gave you my example of when I flew the other month and going through just some of the security things. We're the people losing their freedoms. It isn't the jihadists. It isn't Islam being made to bow to the law of God. It's the American people being subjected to the tyranny of the infringements of their rights. And these guys know, yeah, you take the guns away from the people, they have nothing to fight with. They have to submit. And the communists have showed us that. Millions upon millions were killed. As a matter of fact, I think the phraseology has been that more people were killed in the 20th century than all the centuries before.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, no matter how "quote unquote" civilized man becomes, when he is out from under the direction of God and obedience to Him, he is a savage.
That's right. I think the exact number to be would be 56 million people, and they were slaughtered by their own governments.
Yes, by their own governments.
Yes. So I think again, slowing down people. Did you hear that? By their own governments. By their own governments. And it's interesting, since September 11th in this country, does it not frazzle anybody that your government has been targeting you, the law-abiding citizen in this country, more than any Islamic nation ever has? I mean, people, what is it that we don't understand about that? Again, understanding exactly what's going on here, both in the natural and the spiritual. A good portion of understanding. Friends, this is perfect judgment that's taking place in your country. Because naturally there is no explanation as to why 315 million people stand down in the face of 1.7 million. And don't give me this, well, Bradley, there's too many Muslims. No, there's 4.5 million Muslims. And again, you're listening to the liar himself, the devil himself, the one sitting in the White House, when he said that we have a large population of Muslims in this country. No, we don't, friends. Again, the old Saul Alinsky tactic caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. But the fact of the matter is, when you look in Scripture, going to the spiritual, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, folks, it's on. And we need to understand that God said, if you wouldn't listen to my statutes, my commandments, or my judgments, he said, I will appoint terror. He said, I will appoint those that hate you to rule over you. Read Leviticus 26. And if you don't want to listen to that, friends, I want you to understand and rest assured, things are not going to get better in this country if you want to keep daring the justice of God. Because rest assured, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. One more time, Tim Brown from Sons of Liberty Media. What exactly are we giving away through this deal we got going on here? I'm looking at the website right now, and I'm looking for that really cool picture you got of me, and I can't find it.
Well, if you click on, if you look at the top, right above the slider, you'll see the menu, and to the left there is
beautiful.
Win a gun to the left of the home. And if you click on that, that'll take you right to it. If it's your first time visiting the website, or it's been a couple of days since you've got there, and you go by the website, as soon as you're on, about 2 or 3 seconds after you're on the page, there'll be a pop-up. You'll see the gun. You just click on that. It'll take you over to the page. You can read about the gun, and then you can enter to win. This gun is chambered in 5.56, or most people know it as a 2.33. There's also being development where you will be able to change out the barrel on it and the feed ramp. And as long as you have an AR-compatible magazine, you can shoot the 7.62 or the 300 Blackout, and I think they're even looking at another caliber of bullet that you'll be able to shoot with this gun. So it should give you lots of years of good service.
Amen. I'm looking at it right now. Of course, I was just playing with you, Tim. It looks beautiful. It looks just second to none. It really does. And how many models are actually made right now? Do you know?
Well, the company just started up about 2 years ago, and they finally started, you know, cranking them out to people who had already put down money, and things. Matter of fact, this one that you see here is just a little bit of an enhanced version of mine. That's actually a picture my son took, and our friend Eric Hollander cleaned it up and made us a beautiful ad. And, yeah, they've got a couple hundred of those out in people's hands. They are, and in fact, one of them is for a guy for the military channel on YouTube, who's going to be doing a review of the gun this month. It should be out any day now. So it's going to get in a lot of hands. I think it'll be very useful because instead of the fussiness of an AR, cleaning it all the time, you've got that reliability of the AK, and you can shoot thousands of rounds with this thing. You can even shoot steel bullets, steel case bullets with this, unlike most ARs. Which give you a little bit of trouble with that.
Amen. Well, folks, you've had Bradley Dean and Tim Brown, both from Sons of Liberty Media.com and Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Tim, very much. Love you, bro, with my heart. First Down 318. Folks, love you by what I do. First Down 318. We will talk to you in 23 tomorrow. You got us for 2 hours. Take care. Check out Sons of Liberty Media.com. See ya.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Hardened Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.